Thank you, Rajiv, for the introduction. I'll be talking about genomic prediction models for winter survival in lowland switchgrass. This is a part of my PhD research. Switchgrass is native warm season perennial grass. It has C4 photosynthesis and is very productive. It has high moisture and nutrient use efficiency. It is adaptable to marginal land and can be grown with low cost of production. Switchgrass is used as a forage. It is used for soil water conservation. And in the recent decades, switchgrass is used as a biofuel, one of the promising biomass crops. Basically, there are two ecotypes of switchgrass, the lowland and the upland. The lowland switchgrass, they are adapted to the southern U.S. You can see in the pictures. And the upland ecotype, they are more adapted to the northern areas of the U.S. On the picture to the right, you can see the phenotypic differences between lowland and upland ecotype. Lowland has high yielding, they are taller than upland, and they are late flowering than upland ecotypes. The lowland ecotype planted in northern latitude exhibit very low winter survival. That is the interest of this research. As many of the crops for biomass yield is the primary objective of the breeding program, and a minimum of 20 ton per hectare is desirable for switchgrass to be efficient and economic use for biofuel crop. So how can we gain this biomass yield? The first approach will be the direct selection for biomass yield. The second approach will be increasing vegetative growth period. That means selecting for late flowering plants. And the another important is improving winter survival. That will be the focus of my talk. And to breed winter survival, these three approaches can be used. The first approach is selectively selecting the surviving plants. This approach takes several years for single selection cycle, and it is highly dependent on the weather. Another option is controlled environment selection, which is very expensive, and it still takes several years for single selection cycle. The third option is the genomic selection, which is of growing use. It can be completed one selection cycle per year. It's not dependent on weather. The pictures in the right, you can see how laborious and how time-consuming is phenotypic selection for winter survival in northern areas. In the first year, you select survivors, and then you need to transplant them in Illinois for seed production. With this disadvantage of the phenotypic selection, genomic selection could be a good approach. The research objective of my project is to assess the genomic prediction model. Especially, I am going to focus on GBLOP model. on this research, I used five different experiments. They are the five different nurseries planted in either one or two locations, either in Nebraska or in Wisconsin. The SWAG2 is just the name of the experiment. It's a lowland upland cross, and all others are the different breeding population from different parts of the countries. A total of 385 half-sheaf families were evaluated. The phenotypic data was just the scoring based on the visual percentage of tiller regrowth that was scored from 0 to 20 after the initial spring growth. Each experiment was separately analyzed and get the blob values for it. All effects were randomly treated. The genotypic data was the exome capture sequencing data that was aligned to version 1 of switchgrass reference genome. Initially, the dataset contains 2.1 million SNPs. The dataset was filtered for monomorphic and minor allele frequency less than 0.05. Finally, we retained around 600,000 SNPs. A general G-block model was fitted, and the capital G on this model is the genomic additive relationship matrix. This is a picture I'm sharing, and you can see how severe is the winter in Wisconsin. This is one of the plots, SWAG 3. So for all of these experiments, the spring regrowth is measured in percentage. SWAG 2, as expected, has higher winter survival or spring regrowth. SWAG 3 and 4, they have intermediate, and SWAG 5 and 6, they have very low spring regrowth. And similarly, SWAG 2 has very low heritability, and SWAG 5 and 6, they have high heritability. The five-fold cross-validation scheme was implemented in G-block model, and here the accuracy is the correlation between phenotypic blob data and then genome estimated breeding values. The figure in the right, on the x-axis, I have the different combination of populations, and on the y-axis is the prediction accuracies. The prediction accuracies was more than 0.7 for most of the cases, except we got very low prediction accuracies on SWAG 2, SWAG 6, and SWAG 5. As I mentioned, the low accuracy on SWAG 2 could be because of the low heritability, and low prediction accuracies on SWAG 6 and SWAG 5 could be because of a low variability. To assess the model, we use a Southern Association panel. And this panel consists of 650 individuals with 74 accessions. We do not have the phenotypic data on this data set. And what we are doing is we are trying to find the relationship between the minimum temperature, where the population originated, and the predicted survival percentage. Both the pictures in 2014 and 2015, we got very, very significant model, but we could see very low R squared value. To improve the model fitness, we try to incorporate multiple population Matin model. It uses the principal components, and this model is slightly modification of the G-block model. In this model, we use some sigma function, and which is just the Cornell function using two parameters. And I used five principal components, and that could explain the variation in the training set, as you can see on the plot. After correcting for the population structure, we gained the R-square value of 0.2 in year 2014 and R-square value of 0.08 in year 2015. To further evaluate the model, we are having experimental nurseries in Wisconsin. We planted 18 lowland accessions with 8 individuals. And then we already scored for the winter survival. We are waiting for genotype data. In summary, winter survival in lowland switchgrass is a very serious problem in northern USA. High prediction accuracies was obtained using marker model. The correction of the population heterogeneity further improves our model. And this model can be used full for predicting the performance of lowland accession for breeding in northern latitude. And the next use could be to target additional collecting trips in southern U.S. to collect seeds and then use them for breeding in northern U.S. With this, I would like to acknowledge my advisor, Mike Kessler, my colleague, Guillaume, Robin Buell from Michigan State University for bioinformatics, and Joseph Evans and Joe Heliner. I'd also like to thank the funding, USDA NIFA. And then with this, thank you everybody for listening, and questions if any.
Thank you.
It's one of the factors, I think, and I mean, my based on heritability and variability. Mm-hmm. So they are technically the same thing, right? So yeah, the heritability could be one of the factors that we have low prediction accuracies.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Hari, once again.
Thank you. Thank you.